Dick Spielman's spoken kind of glowingly of you and thinks you can be a guy who can maybe have somewhat of an impact this season, third down back, whatever. What do you think about how they've spoken about you making an impact this year, hopefully?
I like it, man. First of all, I'm just thankful for the opportunity, you know, that the whole Minnesota Vikings organization gave me, and all I can do is just come in here and show what I have, and just pray that I get the opportunity to contribute in any way. So,
what's it like stepping to a backfield and get a chance to learn from a guy like Adrian Peterson?
Oh, it's crazy because, you know, you idolize somebody, and then you actually get a chance to play with them and meet them and, you know, learn from them. So I think it's a blessing. I'm gonna take everything from soak it in like a sponge, and just copy what he does. You know, you learn from the best in the game right now. You know, all I can do is just, you know, copycat what he do, and add it to mine.
Have you had a chance to talk to him at all yet?
No, I haven't got a chance to meet him yet.
Not yet.
It's coming, though.
How important was the combine for you to kind of open eyes for everyone and kind of get everyone to check out your tape and look a little deeper at you?
I think it was real big. I think it helped me out a lot, just put me in a situation I am right now, with what I did, having scouts and coaches go back and look at the film, and then obviously getting the opportunity to come up to Minnesota. So I think it helped me a lot.
What's the most difficult thing about transitioning to a more traditional running back role?
I got a chance to practice it at the Senior Bowl, so I'm kind of a little bit comfortable with it. Only thing that's a little bit different is the pass protection. I never really had any technique on it or been coached on it. So, I'm really just looking again with Coach Wilson and learning from the older guys' techniques and practicing on it.
How do you feel catching the ball? Obviously, you weren't asked to do that a whole lot down there.
I feel real comfortable. We ran a little bit different offense in college, but, as far as catching the ball, I'm real comfortable with it.
You mentioned idolizing Adrian, but are there other players that you kind of emulate your game after or you hope to at this level?
I like LeSean McCoy, Jamal Charles, I like LaDainian, Darren Sproles.
Can you be a Sproles-type guy? Some people have compared you to him.
I think so. If I get the opportunity to return, I think I can help out in that way. And other special teams, of course, and then whenever they need me to come in, I'll possibly come out the backfield and stuff like that. So I definitely think I can contribute in that way.
You mentioned a couple of those running backs that were with the Chargers when Norv was there. Did you watch those guys much when he was the head coach there?
I watched LT. I know the other day we in the running backs room, we was watching some old cut-up film. Had LT on there, had some Rashad Minderhall. Just watching LT come out those cuts and, you know, set up the linebacker and stem and go the opposite way was definitely exciting to watch.
You're doing that here? You were watching the cut-ups here with
Yeah, Norman. They had some cut-ups.
Okay.
Any classic old-time backs that you watch that you like?
Marshall Faulk.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you like about him?
I like how he carries himself on the field. I like when he runs in between the tackles and give you 1-2 step and get in and out of it real quick. So, probably that.
So, have you gotten an impression on how they might use you?
Not yet. I know Coach Turner's talked about, you know, running routes and things like that. So, right now, I'm guessing that's about the only way. But I really can't tell. You know, all I could do is come out every day, give it all I got, and then, you know, just leave the rest in their hands.
How comfortable are you? I don't know if this was asked, but how comfortable are you in pass blocking situations? And
I did it the first time at the Senior Bowl. It was real difficult just because I wasn't really coached up on the technique. But it's something that we've been working on here, small techniques versus different looks. You know, Coach Wilson does a great job at, you know, breaking that down with us and going in depth with it. So, I'm just taking it day by day, you know, going to keep working on it.
At the Senior Bowl, what was the most difficult part of trying to pick up that other element of being a running back?
I would say the pass protection, just because you get so antsy, you know, when they're coming at you, you get so antsy, you want to fit up, but you got to be patient, you know, you got to have good hand placement, be physical with your hands, so I definitely say that.
From a visible perspective on pass protection, so what's the most important thing you're trying to watch?
Just using my feet, being patient, attacking with the hands, not getting on my toes.
Did you do a lot of special teams work?
In college?
Yeah.
On and off, earlier in my career when I wasn't playing, a little bit of quarterback, I did some kickoff, some return. Some punt block, things like that.
You could be lobbying to get them to let you throw the ball a little bit, maybe?
Plays in there. I don't think they'll let me do that, but if they put a little something in, I guess we can work with it, so we'll go with that.
You've been kind of compared to some of Turner's past backs, but who do you think you compare to most?
Just right now or just anybody?
Anybody.
I like LeSean McCoy. You know, just that run out that shotgun in between tackles, outside zone, can stretch it, and then come out the backfield. So I'd probably say something like that.
here.
Appreciate it.